Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, my friends. I'm so glad that you've decided to join us on tonight for When Passion Meets Purpose. I'm your host for tonight, Leslie Bishop Joe, and we are delighted that you're here with us on tonight for When Passion Meets Purpose. Listen, we're continuing what we started last week and glad to do it. Just thankful to God for being in the race. Amen? So let's look to Him now as we begin our time together. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we bless you. We ask right now, Lord God, that you would let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, be acceptable in your sight. For, O Lord, you are our strength, and you are our Redeemer. And we look to you right now in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank God. Amen. Well, I'm trusting that all is well with you. God is so good to us, and I've been thinking about the great privilege that we have of being in this race for the Lord. We started out last week with this lesson, and it was a very brief one, but tonight we want to push it out a little bit more as we're talking about on your marks, get set, and then the next step comes from the Lord giving us the charge to move forward, and only He can do that because He holds the reins to our lives, and we just thank Him for it right now. I trust that you've had a great week since we were together last. I pray for you, all of you, that whether I know you or not, you're in my thoughts, you're in my prayers. My prayer is that whenever anyone would join this broadcast, that God would bless you richly, that there would be something shared, something said that would encourage your hearts and give you a mind to go forward and do more for the Lord and to trust Him. And just hold on, no matter where you are, no matter what it looks like, just hold on to God. He's faithful. He is so faithful. But listen, tonight we're going to be talking about staying in the race. We're dealing with part two, like I said, of where we left off last week in that very brief lesson. Coming out of 1 Corinthians 9, we were reading 1 Corinthians 9 and 24, and whether or not you have your Bible before you, I'll read this. 9 and 24 reads, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." And another version says, "Run that ye may win." All right? So, and verse 25, "And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things." In other words, that person has self-control. If they're really running to win it, if they're really running for the mastery, they have to practice self-control. And it says, now, They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. Bless the Lord. All right, so this scripture is helping us, as the Lord always does throughout scripture, to make that analogy between the natural and the spiritual. We know that when we're running in a race in the natural, it's for a corruptible crown, not something that's going to last for eternity. But the race that we're talking about tonight has to do with something that we're striving for, that we will receive an incorruptible crown at the end of all things, a crown that fadeth not away. Now look at verse 26. It says, I therefore so run, this is Paul speaking, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. In other words, I'm not running as though I don't have a goal. I do have a goal. I'm not just running and beating the wind, but I have a goal. And then the last verse in chapter 9 says, but I keep under my body. Now, this is important. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So let's not lose sight of what we're speaking of here, because otherwise it may sound like it doesn't all tie together. It's like, okay, he was talking about being in a race, but now he's talking about if I preach to others, I may be a castaway myself. If I don't keep myself under subjection, if I'm not staying focused, if I'm not staying temperate, if I'm not getting myself under subjection and preparing myself, then I could end up losing out after I've done all of this to prepare others. So let's dig deeper a little bit on tonight. We're talking about this part two. We want to be in this race to win it. The first thing I want to say is we want to stay the course. I want to encourage your hearts to stay the course. Those of you who are in this race, my first word to you is I want you to be able to stay the course. So in doing so, I want us to think about the natural race. Now, as we're preparing for this race, I have some other scripture to share with you, but right now I just want to deal with what Paul was speaking to the Corinthian church there in chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians as he was teaching them with regard to being in a race and what that means. The first thing I want us to think about is the way that we are preparing. In other words, I want you to think about your attire. I want you to think about what you're bringing to the race. How are you dressed? You know, you think about runners. Runners don't come to a race with a lot of baggage. If they're running to win, they're not coming with a bunch of stuff on their backs. They're not running in boots. They're not running in coats. Now, they may train in some of that stuff because they want to teach their bodies, you know, to be able to maneuver even under great strain. So you see people pulling tires. You see people doing all kinds of stuff when they're in training, okay? And that has a message all its own. When we're training, a lot of times we're going through things that seem to be weighing us down, but it's only preparing us for what's ahead. When we're going through great times of testing, you know, don't think that you're not still a part of the race. No, God is preparing you such that when you get to that next realm of the race, you'll be able to run it with more ease because you're used to moving forward even when you have a lot of weight. So there are times during the race when we're in preparation that it seems like we're dealing with a lot of weights, we're dealing perhaps with heaviness, but that's not the time to give up. That's not the time to fall back. That's that verse that talks about we're striving for mastery. We want to strive to be temperate in all things. We're not running with uncertainty, but we're not fighting against the wind. We are running with certainty. We know what it is that we're up against, and we're causing this flesh, this body, to be under subjection. Be under subjection to what? The preparation and the will of God, you know, because we're committed to the race. So for those of you right now who perhaps are in training, you feel like you're in a boot camp for the Lord, just hang on in there. You know, you may be pulling tires right now. You may be feeling like you just can't even hardly make it around the next bend, but you're going to make it. You're going to make it. It's a training opportunity for you to bring the flesh under subjection and say, oh, yes, you're going to do this. We can trust the Lord. He's going to bring us out all right. We talk about coaches sometimes in the natural, and the things that they have individuals doing is they're preparing them to be in a race or to compete on any type of level. Sometimes people don't understand what the coach is doing and the things that they have them going through, and sometimes it seems like they're being mean or making them do too much. It's like, this is not fair. Why do we have to do all this? Why am I looking around and I see other people taking it easy? But the coach says, no, for you, you got to do 5 more laps. But wait a minute, why are we doing all of this? And those people over there, they're not doing all of that. So you'll find out later on. It'll pay off later on. So the first thing I want us to think about then, as we're in the race, once we're in it, we are not to come to the race. I'm talking about when it's time now to activate that which God has trained us for. We have to be very mindful of the way that we come suited up, because we're not to come with a bunch of baggage. You know, if we're running this race with someone else, you're trusting that they're also in it to win it. And runners have to run light. Runners don't come to the line, you know, with a lot of stuff on them. You know, when the one who's getting ready to give them the go ahead is saying, on your marks, you're not looking for people to get on their places there, and all kinds of stuff is falling off of them. They got baggage, they got hats and gloves and all kinds of stuff on. No. They're coming to the race dressed lightly, free of any excess baggage. Why? Because they realize that they must run a race of endurance. They realize that their body has to be able to move like a well-oiled machine, and they don't have time for anything that's going to hold them back. And that's what I want us thinking about tonight. We're in a race. We're running this race for the Lord. We're running this race with Him. He is giving us direction through the power of the Holy Ghost, telling us each and every day what it is that we are to do as we're in preparation, because He wants us to be in it to win it. But He's saying, I'm each and every day coaching you, training you, building you, and you're going to have to let go of any excess weight. We have to be willing to do it. Sometimes we're carrying stuff, cumbersome stuff, and we're not willing to let it go. But God's saying, you're going to have to let it go, because the race is not going to change. You're going to have to change. You're going to have to get rid of that stuff if you're in this race to win it. And you have to bring this flesh under subjection and say, oh, yes, we're going to do it. Yes, we can go another round. Yes, we can go another lap. Yes, we can. He wants to know, what's on your feet? Are your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? Or are you running to mischief? Are you running to discord? Because those kind of things will hold us back too. If our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace won't keep us weighted down. It's just that, it's peace. We won't be tied up in a lot of foolishness and conflict and, you know, opposition. You know, opposition may come, but we don't get caught up in that stuff. So God is saying, check yourself, check your attire, first of all. How is it that you come dressed for this race? I've already told you how to be suited up. I've told you to put on the breastplate of righteousness. I've told you to take with you the shield of faith. I told you the things that you should have. You know, so when you come, you're free of all the cares of the world. Check your attire. The second thing I want you to do is think about your focus. If you're really going to be in a race, and if we're in it to win it, bless you, I hope you're still holding on. We had a disconnect here, a little power surge, but we're moving right on. Listen, this is what I want to share with you, that we have to have focus. When we're in a race, and the word is given, on your marks, get set. You think about this. The runners are looking downfield. Their focus is on the mark. That's what it's talking about when it's saying on your marks. Get ready. Get yourself in position. Get your eyes on the prize. Not thinking about what's going on around you, not who's in the stock beside you, but looking down at the very end of the course. That's where your focus is. And that's where your focus, the focus of a good runner has to always be on the end. you know, moving on toward the end, moving toward the mark, pressing toward the mark. And that's what the Lord is saying for us. We have to have focus. If we're going to be in this race and we're going to be in it to win it, we have to definitely keep our focus and keep moving straight ahead. I want you to think about bystanders. Now, we're going to go to another scripture in a moment. I want you to compare bystanders to those who are in the race, because a part of what we're talking about tonight in part two is, can you be identified as being in the race, or are you a bystander? You see, those who are on the team with you need to be able to count on you to pull your weight. And we can't lose sight of the fact that as Christians, we're connected. We're connected. We're a body. That's the other part of scripture that I'm going to go to in just a moment. But bystanders, you got to think about this. They're not committed to the race. You know, they don't care who wins. They're kind of like fair weather. It's like, okay, so whoever's in the lead, sometimes they're rooting for that one. If that one falls back, oh, we're through with you. You know, we're looking for this one. We thought you had it. We thought you had what it took. We thought you had what it took to be a winner. Well, those are the bystanders. They make a lot of noise. They're making a lot of noise, but they're not doing anything. They haven't prepared. They're not in the race. First of all, they haven't prepared to be in the race. They don't know what it takes to be in a race. So they can shout all kinds of things from the sideline. You ever been in those type of situations where people are shouting all kinds of things from the sidelines, but they've never been out there to know what it's really like to be in the race? She should have been able to do that. He should have been able to, you know, to catch that ball. You know, I can think about all that time. I remember when our son was playing professional sports, and we were at a lot of those games, and sometimes, I'm going to tell you the truth, I would get quite angry because people around who hadn't done anything to prepare, but they always had a lot of mouth about what could have been done, what should have been done. Well, this is what you're going to find when you're in the Christian race. You're going to find that there are going to be a lot of bystanders, those who are just looking on. They're showing up, but they don't have any intention of being a part of the race. Now, they're around the race all the time. They're around those who are running. They're around those who are preparing. They may even bring water to those who are in the race. They may offer you stuff, you know, all of that. But they're not ones who are prepared to be a part of the race, though they could be. But we have to be willing to pay a price to get in the race. See, preparation is just that. It's not a lot of lip service. It's really preparation. It's really staying in there when it gets hard. It's staying in when you don't see change. You know, if you've ever tried to prepare your body, you determine you're going to work out, well, you don't see results right away. But you got to stay with it and trust that change is being made, that something's going on deep down on the inside, that those muscles are being strengthened, you know, that that body is not the same, that that physique is going to be different, that it's going to be able to handle much more than it was able to handle at first, that you're going to have more endurance. Once you build yourself up, you build your lungs, you build your muscles, you build your legs, you do all types of reps. Well, likewise, think about this with the things of God. Sometimes we don't understand what it is that the Lord is doing, but he's building us up. You know, he's preparing us. Sometimes we don't realize why we continue to go through things and why we have all of these naysayers on the sidelines. Well, they don't know what it takes. And what we have to understand sometimes is that God wants to give us the discernment to know who's a bystander and who's really in the race. Because oftentimes people lose focus because they're listening to what the bystanders are saying. They're listening to those who are shouting from the sidelines but who are not invested in the race, and they will pull you off course. It's not like listening to someone on your team who's saying to you, listen, this is what we need to do. This is the direction we need to go next time. That's different because they're pulling with you. You're going in the same direction. But when we lose focus and we begin to listen to those who are not committed to the race, they pull us off focus. And that is something that the Lord wants to speak to our hearts tonight, is that if you're going to be in this race, you got to be in it to win it. So first check what you come to the race dressed in. What's your attire? Are you weighted down with a lot of stuff that's not even yours that you shouldn't even be carrying? Is it inappropriate for what you're doing? this is a race of long endurance. This is not something where we're just in it for a short sprint and we're out. The Lord says, I'm calling on you for a lifetime. I've given my life for you. I want you to give your life to me. And I give life back to you. But as long as you breathe, as long as you live, it's in me that you live and you move and you have your being. Understand that God gives us life and we've given our lives back to him, so they don't belong to us. Amen? So we, and then once we realize that we've laid down everything, then we have to gain a focus. Our focus is on the end of the race. Because, see, it's good to have a good start, but it's not about how we start. The bottom line is, how are we going to finish? This is the thing. A lot of people start out, but they don't finish. They don't finish because they don't keep their eyes on the mark. You remember the scripture that talks about, I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. When God has called us, it's always a high calling. It's a high calling. And so we have to keep our eyes focused on the mark, on your mark. You know, and then get set. You have to get yourself in position. Understand that you're in this race. You got to be committed. You are not a bystander. And then, number four, I want to say to you, it's our responsibility to connect with those people who can help to prepare us for the race. You know, that's a part of our responsibility. Now, you'll have those perhaps who are mentors to you, and they'll help to connect you with other people. When our youth, and I have to reflect on that because we all reflect on things that are real to us, but when our sons were playing sports, we had to try to connect them with those who could take them to the next level. And you have to have that discernment, even in the spirit realm, to know, and God will lead you that way, to connect with those who have purpose. You want to connect with those who have purpose and those who know their purpose. And it's one thing to know your purpose. It's another thing to accept it. So when you're around people who are saying, oh, yeah, you know, I believe God wants me to do that, but I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Well, they know their purpose, but they haven't accepted their purpose. And so you need to move on. And sometimes it just comes a point in knowing, well, their purpose is not really connected to mine in any way. God will show you that as well because, you know, it's important that you don't waste time. Time is something that we can't get back. Once you've given it up, once you've squandered it, you can't get that back. You don't get time back. So we want to use it wisely. I've said before, it doesn't matter what title you carry. You don't get more time in the day because somebody calls you Bishop so-and-so or Evangelist this or Missionary that. You get the same 24 hours that anybody else gets, and we have to make the most of it. So we want to connect with those who recognize that this is a race that is to be run. It has to be run with patience, but it also has to be run with much preparation. And those who have accepted it and those who know their purpose and they're moving in that direction, those who are on their mark, those who are ready to get set and are just waiting for the Lord to say, okay, I'm releasing you now. I'm releasing you into broader territories. I'm enlarging what I've given to you. I'm enlarging your borders. You got to know that this is a long-distance race. We're in this thing for the long haul. Now, do you remember I told you there was another scripture I wanted to share before we got off here? I want to share with you something that supports the fact that I'm saying that we're connected to others. We're connected in this race because even though the scripture says, when a person runs in the race, that they all run, but one wins the prize. Well, there's something that the Lord showed me about the one who wins the prize. And I'm going to take you to a very familiar passage of Scripture in 1 Corinthians 12, which speaks about the body of Christ. It really starts out talking about spiritual gifts in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians. But the part that I want to bring out for us has to do with the verses here that deal with the body, all right? And starting somewhere, I'm not gonna read all of this because I want you to go there and read it. But it talks about us being baptized into one body, Jews and Greeks. You're all familiar with this, I'm sure. It talks about, and that's in verse 13. So around 13 through 18, it's talking about the body is not one member but many. You remember that? Talking about the foot can't say, you know, because I'm not the hand, I'm not a part of the body. If I'm not the ear can't say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not a part of the body. You know, the whole body can't be an eye. Whole body can't be an ear, right? Where would the smelling be? No nose. So in other words, this scripture is giving us to know that the body is made up of different members. Follow me now, because I'm going somewhere with this. So it's saying, if, verse 19, they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. Now what I'm bringing us to is to understand that when we're in a race, we're connected. Do you remember what I said here for part two of this lesson? I said, can you be identified as being in the race, or are you a bystander? Those on your team, in other words, what I'm saying is, those who are a part of the body to which you are connected need to be able to count on you to pull your weight. In other words, we're connected. In the body of Christ, we are connected. We're just that. We're bodies. We're members one of another. You don't see an eye running around the track when there's a race. You don't see an ear. You don't even see just legs and feet, but they are connected. They're connected to a body. And this is what I want to share tonight, is that as we bring our members individually, this is our body, under subjection, what are we doing? We're making sure that we have a prayer life that's worth something. What's our prayer life like? You know, are we really communing with God? Because if we're not, we don't have any direction. When he says, on your mark, what are you aiming toward? Get set. Get set for what? We have to have a prayer life so that we're talking with God, and he in turn can commune with us. Because if we don't pray, we don't know what to expect. We don't know what God's plan is for us, because that's how he communes with us. Now take that. Take that as each individual who will make up the body doing that, bringing their own selves under subjection. Follow me on this. Preparing themselves, disciplining themselves, working out their own gifts, doing that in their private time with the Lord. Because remember, I told you, 1 Corinthians 12 talks all about those gifts, but you see, those gifts are interconnected. They are to edify the whole body. So if we're in this race to win it, when it says at the end, only one claims the prize, the Spirit spoke to me about the body. That one wins the prize. It's not pulling you out. In the natural, yes, in the natural, one wins the prize. But in the Spirit, we are connected, and it's the body of Christ who wins in the end. God has already deemed it so. We are more than conquerors. But we falter and we fail and we stumble in the race. We stumble and we falter and we fail. When we listen to those who call from the sidelines, those who are not prepared, those who want to trip us up, you know, those who want to bring us drink that's not conducive to those who are in a race, weighing us down with stuff that doesn't feed our bodies, our spirit man, and nourish and build us up for the race, or when we want to run this race and not realize that when one part of the body is hurting, the other part of the body is hurting, so we're connected. We're connected one to another. We can't say to any part of the body, I have no need of you. That's what the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 12 and 21. The eye can't say to the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, we need each other. There should be no schism, no division is what the word is saying, verse 25, in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Listen, we're connected to one another. This is a race that is to be run for the long haul. We're in it. We're in it to win it, and we're in it for life. And you got to realize that you're not running out there alone. You need to be connected. We all need to be connected somewhere and realize that we are a part of the body of Christ at large, and it's time out for those who want to be a part of the race but don't want to be identified as being on a part of a team. You know, you got to be identified. There are no Secret Service Christians. You know, we're in this race and we're all running, and God is preparing us for that which he set before us, each and every one of us. My race may not be yours and yours may not be mine, but I tell you what, we're in it together. You know, when I run this lap, I may have to hand off to you for a while because I can't run at full steam all the time. And that's what some of us need to realize. We don't know how to use those whom the Lord has given to us to help to build us up, pray us through, nurture us, speak into our lives. And then in turn, we're to do the same for them. Why? Because we're connected. That's how a body operates. My hand brings food to my mouth. My feet carry me to the place that my mind tells me I want to go. You know, but I have to be willing to do that. I can't say, oh, no, I'm just going to will myself to be there. I'm not going to let my feet carry me there. No, my feet are designed to carry me to destinations that the Lord places in my mind so that I can get to where I need to be. And once I get there, he gives me what it is that I need to do with my hands that would bring glory to him and would minister to other people, my mouth, whatever it is that the Lord would have me use in this body as an instrument to him. That's what I do, and that's what you do as we're in this race. This whole time that we spend together, what is this about? It's about encouraging you to stay in the race. It's about me understanding, listen, I'm not in this alone. I need you. I need you. How in the world would there be any when passion meets purpose if there's no you? If I didn't trust that God would send someone by to even maybe listen to an archived message, and that I could trust God, that, Lord, this word must minister to them and touch their hearts at an appointed time, a time when they really need it. Maybe there's somebody who's feeling like, you know what, I'm getting out of the race. Yeah, what they're shouting from the sideline is right. You know, I'm not the one. I don't measure up. But God is saying, no, you are the one. You are the one, and you're going to make it. I'm going to see to it that you make it. And so when he's called you to it, he's going to see you through it. And that's what we're here for, to build one another up. So tonight, that's why I want to say I'm just thanking you and thanking God for those of you who joined us tonight. And I want to encourage your heart. You got to stay in the race and be in it to win it, because you're not in it alone. You know, sometimes it seems like that, and you're rounding that corner by yourself. But no, no, no. There are many. You have a great cloud of witnesses that are depending on us to make it. We've got to run this race. We've got to run it with patience. It seems like that doesn't go together. But God is saying, understand, I'm not going to have you going at full speed all the time. But when I do call you to get into a sprint, I want you to be conditioned in such a way that you can move out, kick it, do it. And then when I call you to lay back and hand off to somebody else, trust them. Trust the one who has prepared. You'll know, because God will give you discernment for those who are connected with you on this journey. Now listen, before we go tonight, I didn't know if anyone would have a comment or have something to share tonight or even a question to ask. But I just trust that your heart has been enriched on tonight. Perhaps you did not call in, but you'd like to call in now and give a comment. Before we go off, I'll give you the number. It's 347-843-4591, 347-843-4591. And in these next few fleeting moments, we'll see if anyone has a comment or question. And if not, we're just going to be thanking God for another opportunity and thanking him for being in the race. Amen? For being in the race. That's it, because God has given us everything that we need. Let me tell you, he's given everything that we need. Tonight, I want you to check your dress, check what you're bringing to the race. You can't do this thing weighted down with a lot of stuff. You got to get rid of that stuff. Be willing to get rid of those weights. They easily beset us. They cause us to get off track and get off focus, get off balance. Let go of that stuff. And the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you even now, and I know it, about things that we're carrying that we should not be carrying. They don't belong to us. You know, let it go. You know, past stuff. Let it go. You can't run the race successfully with that. God is moving you up and moving you out. God is enlarging borders. He's enlarging borders. But you got to be free to push out. Push and go forward on what it is that the Lord is calling you to do. When he gives you the go-ahead, he's saying, on your marks, you're getting yourself into position. Get set. You're up. You're looking straight ahead. And the next thing is God's going to say, move out. He's going to say, go. And you don't want to be in a position where you can't move, where you're weighted down, where you're too busy listening to the crowd. We don't want that. We don't want to be too busy listening to those who are naysayers. But, God, we want to be listening to you. That's where we want to be. I'm encouraging you today. Pray more. Read more. Yes. Study more. Meditate more. And believe God. Believe God like you've never believed him before. Say, Lord, I don't know how, but I'm trusting that you're going to do it. Lord, I'm telling you, I believe that you're speaking to me right now. Tell him. Talk to him. And his voice will become even more pronounced in your life. Do you believe it on tonight? Listen, we thank God for you. We give God glory for his word on tonight. We came from 1 Corinthians 9 and 1 Corinthians 12 tonight, and I encourage you to go back and read. Go back and read and let the Lord speak to you, speak to your heart. Amen, because he certainly will do it. He's a God who's faithful. So, again, I thank God for you. We don't have any comments tonight. So we're going to go ahead and move forward. Looking to next week and what the Lord will speak to us. I'm trusting that God's going to give you a wonderful week in this upcoming time that we're apart between now and the following Monday. Bring somebody back with you on Monday evening at 7:30 for When Passion Meets Purpose. We're trusting God. Oh, we're trusting God. Run this race. Run it. Be in it to win it. Remember, this is one that we're running for the long haul. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening.